Problem here.
We were fighting over which one of us loved you more.
You were? Oh, well, go ahead.
You love him more.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Look, you'd better get this all out of your system right now. I don't want you embarrassing me at my boss's picnic.
Mmm, marshmallow.
Homer?
I'm trying to get at least some of the unfortunate noises out of my system while I can, Marge. I don't want to embarrass myself at the company picnic.
Hmm.
Are you sure that's enough? You know how the boss loves your delicious gelatin desserts.
Oh, Homer. Mr. Burns just said he liked it. Once.
Marge, that's the only time he's ever spoken to me without using the word bonehead.
There it is, kids. Stately Burns Manor. Heaven on earth. Okay, now look. My boss is going to be at this picnic, so I want you to show your father some love and or respect.
Tough choice.
I'm picking respect.
Good to see you. Glad you could make it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burns. I'm so glad you invited us.
Not me. I had to miss Little League for this.
Quiet, Tom. Oh, please, please, don't fight. Just go out back and have a good time. Fire that man, Smithers. I don't want him or his unpleasant family to ruin my picnic.
He'll be gone by the tug of war, sir.
Excellent.
Afternoon, Mr. Burns.
Ah, hello there,
Simpson, Homer.
Here you go, sir.
Ah, oh yes, oh, and this must be your lovely wife, Marge. Oh, and look at little, Lisa. Why, she's growing like a weed. And this must be, Brat.
Bart.
Don't correct the man, Brat. Oh, boss, look what we brought. Gelatin dessert.
No, for the love of Peter. That's all anybody brought. Some damn fool went around telling everyone I love that slimy goop. Well, toss it in the pile over there. And make yourselves at home.
Hear that, Dad? You can lie around in your underwear and scratch yourself.
Now you listen to me. Trouble, Simpson?
No. Just congratulating the son on a fine joke about his old man. Now, remember, as far as anyone knows, we're a nice, normal family.
Hey, Bart, last one in the fountain's a rotten egg.
Don't!
Be normal! Be normal!
Oh, what an adorable little girl.
Thank you. Why don't we dump them in the nursery and get a glass of punch?
Oh, I'm not much of a drinker.
Hey, isn't that your boy there torturing the swan?
Bart! Maybe I will take you up on that punch. Gee, you think we should leave the kids unsupervised?
You're right. There.
Bark! Wake up!
Where are you, kid?
No!
Whoops.
Gotcha!
Whoa, careful, Dad. Blow a gasket, you lose your job.
Now hear this. The father-son sack race will begin in 5 minutes on the north lawn. Participation is mandatory. Repeat, mandatory. That is all.
You remember the rules from last year?
Yeah. Shut my mouth and let your boss win. Hey!
I don't know who to love more. My son Joshua, who's captain of the football team, or my daughter Amber, who got the lead in the school play. Usually, I use their grades as a tiebreaker. They both got straight A's this term, so what's a mother to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I sense greatness in my family.
Your family?
Well, it's a greatness that others can't see, but it's there, and if it's not true greatness we have, we're at least average. I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think there's a little alcohol in this punch.
Mr. Burns, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you set?
Yes.
Go, Mr. Burns.
Man, this is pathetic. I'm going for it.
Burns, no!
Close one this year.
Here we sit, enjoying the shade.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
Drink the drink that I have made.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
He's here and that's my one and only. Goodbye, friends, and don't be lonely.
Marge, I need you.
Hey, Ruby, did you try the punch?
Snap out of it, Marge. You've got to come with me. The boss is going to make a toast.
Well, I'm not much of a drinker.
Well, you picked the perfect time to start, you.
Musician, cease that infernal tootling. Thank you all for coming.
Marge, knock it off.
I'm sorry.
Marge!
But now it's time to say goodbye. Please get off my property until next year. I suggest you don't dawdle. The hounds will be released in 10 minutes.
Did you have a good time, son?
Yeah, thanks, Pop.
No, oh, that's the kind of family unity I like to see. Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Get that man's name. I predict big things for him down at the power plant.
Quick, Bart, give me a kiss.
Kiss you? But, Dad, I'm your kid.
Bart, please. $5 for a kiss.
Ugh. I've never seen such an obvious attempt to curry my favor.
Fabulous observation, sir. Just fabulous.
Boy, I'm glad that's over. Now we can go home and act normal again.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. That cornball routine? I love you, Daddy. Give me a break.
I pity you.
Why?
After you.
Thank you so much.
Me first.
No, me.
No, me.
No, me.
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 Honey, you look so tired. Would you like me to drive?
Oh, homie, I think I'm going to be sick.
There was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o.
Homie, get in the car.
This is where you belong.
Yeah, Homer, room for one more.
One of us. The father of the family has worked all day to find this home for his children. Unable to fend for themselves, the baby bald eaglets are dependent on their mother regurgitating the food which she has found.
Hey!
Look, everybody. Yesterday was a real eye-opener. We've got to do better as a family. So tonight, we're not going to shovel food in our mouth while we stare at the TV. We're going to eat at the dining room table like a normal family.
Happy, Dad?
Yes.
Good. Commence shoveling.
No. We're going to say grace first.
Okay. Rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the grub.
Ah!
No! Ignore the boy, Lord. Now can a chatter and bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this microwave bounty, even though we don't deserve it. I mean, our kids are uncontrollable hellions, pardon my French, but they act like savages. Did you see them at the picnic? Oh, of course you did. You're everywhere. You're omnivorous. Oh, Lord, why did you smite me with this family?
Amen. Let's eat.
No, I'm not done yet.
But, Homer, how long are we supposed to sit here and listen to you badmouth us to the man upstairs?
I'm sorry, Marge, but sometimes I think we're the worst family in town.
Maybe we should move to a larger community.
No!
Don't have a cow, Dad. The sad truth is, all families are like us.
Think so, huh? Well, there's only one way to find out. Follow me.
Look at that, kids. No fighting, no yelling.
No belching. The dad has a shirt on.
Look, knackers.
These people are obviously freaks.
Oh, you think so? Well, let's see what's behind door number two.
What are they doing?
They're having a conversation. They actually enjoy talking to each other.
I wish I could hear what they're saying.
Papa, I believe I heard some rustling in the bushes.
I did too. Better get the gun.
Where's he going?
Probably to get the old man his pipe and slippers.
Whoa! Look at this place. What a dump.
It's worse than you think. I just trampled this poor sap's flower bed.
Homer, this is our house.
Stop!
Are you coming in, Homer?
No, no. I want to be alone with my thought.
Fans are getting just a little bit anxious here.
Another beer, Mo.
What's the matter, Homer? Bloodiest fight of the year. You're sitting there like a thirsty bump on a log. Eddie.
Evening, Mo.
Want some pretzels?
No, thanks. We're on duty. A couple beers would be nice, though.
That'd be $2, boys. Just kidding.
Good one, Mo. Listen, we're looking for a family of Peeping Tom who's been terrorizing the neighborhood. Quiet, boy. Let the nice people enjoy the beers. Don't worry. This dog has to sit.
Hey, what's gotten into Bobo?
Got some wieners in my pocket.
It figures. Come on, you stupid dog.
You know, Mo, my mom once said something that really stuck with me. She said, Homer, you're a big disappointment. And God bless her soul, she was really onto something.
Don't blame yourself, Homer. You got dealt a bad hand. You got crummy little kids that nobody can control.
You can't talk that way about my kids. Or at least two of them.
Why? You got two I haven't met?
Why, you? Here's five you haven't met.
And a tremendous fight. That just got to hurt. Ladies and gentlemen, this fight is over.
All-Star Boxing is brought to you by Dr. Marvin Monroe's Family Therapy Center.
Huh? What?
Honey, aren't you going to work today?
No, I don't think so.
Honey, you have a problem, and it won't get better till you admit it.
I admit this. You better shut your big yap.
Oh, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Why don't you both shut up?
Hi, friends. I'm Dr. Marvin Monroe. Does this scene look familiar? If so, I can help. No gimmicks, no pills, no fad diets. Just family bliss or double your money back. So call today.
Dr. Marvin Monroe's Family Therapy Center. 1-800-555-HUGS. Why don't you call right now?
When will I learn? The answer to life's problems aren't at the bottom of a bottle. They're on TV! Time for a family meeting.
Why can't we have a meeting when you're watching TV?
Now look, you know and I know this family needs help. Professional help. So I made us an appointment with Dr. Marvin Monroe.
The fat guy on TV?
You're sending us to a doctor who advertises on pro wrestling?
Boxing, Lisa, boxing, and there's a world of difference.
Gee, Homer, are you sure this is the right thing to do?
Honey, I've given this matter a lot of study, and of all the commercials I saw, his was the best. All it costs is $250.
We don't have that kind of money.
Well, then, we're just going to have to dig deep. Marge, go get the kids' college fund.
Hey!
Homer!
Oh, come on, Marge. Why scrimp now on the off chance that they'll actually get in someplace?
48, 49, 50. $88.50.
That's it? That's the college fund we've been saving for all these years?
I guess that it needed a partial scholarship.
Well, we're not licked yet. To save this family, we're going to have to make the supreme sacrifice.
No, Dad. Please don't pawn the TVs. Oh, come on, Dad. Anything but that.
Homer, couldn't we pawn my engagement ring instead?
Now, I appreciate that, honey, but we need $150 here.
Afternoon, Simpson. So what can I do for you?
Would you pay $150 for this lovely Motorola?
Is it cable ready?
Ready as you'll ever be.
Mister, you got yourself a deal.
More money, the college funds, the TV. Homer, you're driving the stake through the hearts of those who love you.
Hey, no pain, no gain.
Will you be paying by cash or check?
Cash, of course. I've got $250 right here with me. I'm holding it right now. Here it is. Look, check it out. 250 big ones.
If you really want to impress her, show her the big empty space where a TV used to be.
Bark!
Come on, family. Let's go celebrate our newfound ability to express love for each other. I'm taking you out for frosty chocolate milkshake.
Yay! There go my young girl dreams, Professor.
Hello, I'm Dr. Marvin Monroe. No doubt you recognize me from TV.
We would if we had one.
Lisa! No, no, Homer, don't stifle the youngster. Your family must feel free to express itself. That's what these pads and jumbo markers are for. I want you to draw for me your fears, your anxieties, the roots of your unhappiness. Now, take a deep cleansing breath. And begin. No surprises here. Homer? Homer, what have you got for us? Homer?
Whoops. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Well, if you had been paying attention, perhaps you would have noticed that your family sees you as a rather stern authority figure. An ogre, if you will.
Now, Doctor, that's not true.
Ogre is such a strong word.
Right on, Doc. Another successful diagnosis.
That does it!
Wow! Okay, you want to kill each other. That's good. That's healthy. There's nothing necessarily wrong with hostile conflict. All I ask is that you use my patented aggression therapy mallets.
Good idea.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, let's take another deep cleansing breath.
Wait a minute. These mallet things are padded with foam rubber. What's the point?
They'd work much better without the padding, Doc.
No, that's not true.
See?
Give me that. Yes, well, that concludes this portion of our treatment.
Are we cured yet?
Don't be ridiculous. You will be cured, but it's going to require somewhat more unorthodox methods.
Unortho what?
Don't worry. I'll have plenty of time to explain while I warm up the electric generator. Everyone comfy? Good. Now, don't touch any of those buttons in front of you for a very important reason, i.e., you are wired into the rest of your family. You have the ability to shock them, and they have the ability to shock...
Testing.
Why, you...
No, Homer, not yet! You see, this is what is known as aversion therapy. When someone hurts you emotionally, you will hurt them physically, and gradually you will learn not to hurt each other at all. And won't that be wonderful, Homer?
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Oh!
Bart, how could you shock your little sister?
My finger slipped.
So did mine.
Bart, Lisa, stop that.
No, wait a minute. Wait. Folks, if I could... This is not the way to get healthy! No! You don't have that, Simpson! Be my slave!
Boy, someone's really gobbling up the juice, sir.
Excellent. Excellent. Perhaps this energy conservation fad is as dead as the dodo.
No!
Son of a...
Dr. Monroe, your other patients have fled the building. Stop!
Stop! You're damaging the equipment!
Hey! Hey, nice hair, Mom.
Gee, I thought we were making real progress.
No, I'm sorry. You're not. Please, you've just got to go.
Wait a minute, Doc. Your TV commercial said, family bliss or double our money back.
Oh, but that was just... All right. Get the money. 24, 16, 1, 24, 16, 82, 24, 16, 83, 24, 16, 84, 24, 16, 85, 500. Here, just go, and never tell anyone you were here.
Wow, 500 smackers.
Homer, how wonderful. Our first pleasant surprise.
It's not the money as much as the feeling that we earned it. You did it, Dad.
Excuse me, dear. Shouldn't we be heading down to the pawn shop to get our TV back?
That piece of junk? Forget it. We're going to get a new TV, 21-inch screen, realistic flesh tones, and a little cart so we can wheel it into the dining room on holidays.
Yay!
Oh, Homer, we love you.